Okay, we're holding Beitz Daf Chaf. I'm a Beitz. We're going to learn now Daf Chaf Aleph. It's tomorrow's Daf. Erev Yontif Shkayach for coming out a second time today. We're holding 10 lines at the bottom of the page. Ibailu on Chaf Am a Beitz. So we've been discussing whether or not karbanis that can be brought in Yontif Bechlal, depending on the type of carbon, according to Beitz, Shammai Eilos can't be brought because they're not edible, unless it's Mamish Eilos Yontif, meaning Eilos where the Torah gives the directive of being a Yontif, even Eilos Re'iyah. According to Bishlam, it can't be brought. Shlamim could be brought, but you can't do smicha. Basil says you can bring the Eilos Riyah, and you can do bring the shlamim and do smicha. And then we had a machlekes whether or not Bishame and Basil argue whether, I mean, Bishame is clear, whether that Basil holds, then Nedarim and Nedavas could also come on Yantiv. Nedarim and Nedavas, Eilos and Shlamim of Nedarim and Nedavas, could they be brought on Yantiv? According to Ula, according to Vahad Barava, there's Ramaram, who really brought prices to back them up. They held that, according to even Basil Hillel, Nedarim and Nedavas that aren't related to Yantiv cannot be brought on Yantiv, whereas according to other brises we brought that Beis Hillel would hold that Nedarim and Nedavas could be brought on Yantiv. Says the Gemara now, Shaili, Ibailu. Lativi Ayim and Nedarim and Nedavas ain't craving Yantiv. According to the opinion that Nedarim and Nedavas, like Ravad Brava was going, like Ula was going, that Nedarim and Nedavas, even according to Beis Hillel, cannot be brought on Yantiv because they're not Tzarech Yantiv, and therefore they can't be brought on Yantiv. Eved Avar V'Shachad Mai. What if the fellow was Eiver and he shechted a carbon on Yantiv? So, but yeah, he did it. So what are you going to say? Okay, he did it. What's the Shaila? Shaila is, on this carbon, could you continue? Are you able to continue the carbon? What's the question? Let's see. Rav Amar Zerik is Adam, Amna Satar Basar Achila. Rav says, as long as there's Basar that you're being Matir in Achila, so that's a good enough reason to be Zerik the Dam, and it's Mutter. What would be the issue of being Zerik the Dam? So it's a Machlekes the Rishayim, Rashi, others seem to learn that the issue is an issue of Zerikas Dam is a gzera, an istrabanon. Will be this drabanon. This drabanon will be mukta. Zrikas dam will be an issue of mukta. That's how Rashi learns. The Rush learns elsewhere that it's tikkun mana. It's being zerik dam is making the carbon is finishing up the carbon, which would be a gzera, an issue of tikkun mana. Something we had by the Tefillas Kalim a couple of days ago. It'll be more of a tikkun mana. Okay. So either way, there'd be a svar to say one cannot do zrika. Says Rava, if there's buster there, one can do zrika. Rabbi Avuna Amar, zerik is dam manas lakter imurim la'erev. Rabbi Avuna says we can do zrika on the condition for the purpose of being makta de imurim at night. That's also reason enough to be zerik the dam. My benai, what's the difference? They're both agreeing could be zerik the dam, and they're just arguing whether you need buster to be zerik the dam or imurim is enough to be zerik the dam. Nafkamina is, what if you don't have buster but you have imurim? Says the Gemara, my benai ikbenai nitma buster aishavad. If the buster itself became lost or became tummy, where there's no more achilas adam, all you have is the imurim achilas mizeach. Le Rava le zar, according to Rava, you would not be able to zrika. Le Rabbi Avuna zar, according to Rabbi Avuna, one would still be able to do. Would be able to zrika. That is the nafkamina between these two malchim. They're both agreeing that the evid, if one was zerik, again we're going that Nedarim and Nedavas cannot be brought on Yantiv. One was Eiver and he shechted. Once he shechted already, even though there could be some sort of issur d'rabbanan in completing the zrika, whether it's tikkun mana, whether it's mukta. By the way, what makes it not mukta? What makes it not mukta is, since it's needed to make the basar fit to eat or to make the move for the mizbech, that alone will make it not mukta. Okay, but the point is, but that we're saying as long as there's either basar there or a murim there, according to Rabbi Avuna, that's enough to say you could do zrika post facto once it was ready shechted Yantiv. Okay, Meisvei asked the Gemara a question. Tais right away asks, actually. Tais is bothered that he's telling me, it's pretty clear, according to Rava, it's only good enough if you have Achilas Adam. According to Rabbi Avuna, even me, Aktaras Emurim Lizbeach. The halacha is that you're not supposed to really eat the bus of the carbon until after Zrika and after Aktaras Emurim. After Aktaras Emurim is when the Bailim and the people get a chelik, the chelik that's Nechel, is normally eaten. So, Fektasis, according to that, Lecharit, Rav Shver, you should need, I mean, meaning, there's no such thing as Achil's Basar alone is Matad Zrika. Ravik is still saying you need at least have Basar, but Achil's Basar itself needs Haktaris Emurim. Taisa points out, like, we really see it's the last one Taisa says along these lines, but Taisa points out in general that something which is in a case where you cannot do Haktaris Emurim, we're not going to say it's Makim, and you can't eat the Basar. Once you have Zrika, the Basar is really Matar. Zrika is the Matar of the Basar. It's Matar, the Basar, the Emurim, the Mizbeach, and the Basar, the Bailam. Yeah, there's a din to wait till Haktara, but if for whatever reason you can't, you could have the Basar right away, and therefore that the fact that Haktaris Emurim typically goes before Achilles Basar is not Eila into our Cheshbon over here. Okay. Meis Fasta Markasha, a riot to Rava, Akasha, and Rabba Avuna. Again, Rabba Avuna is saying that Emurim, being Makta Emurim alone is enough to do a Zrika. Rava is saying, no, you need to have Achilles Basar. Says the Braisa, Kivsi Atzer Shechton Shalishman, Kvasim of Shavuos, that's the two Kivsi Atzer that come with the Shtei Lechem, They're shlamims. That was shechted to shalishma. I shechted them bein this mafez man, bein achleman. Or they're shechted too early, too late. The halacha is adam yizark v'bas yechel. The blood can be nizark, and the meat can be eaten. Now, Rashi right away jumps in that a kiv setera shechted to shalishma is like any other carbon shalishma. First mission is vachum. We've quoted this multiple times. We referenced it in other masechtas that all carbonet shechted to shalishma are kosher, even though they're done without with the wrong intent. Shalishma, the carbon remains kosher. The bialim cannot be yaitzeh their chiv with such a carbon, but the carbon remains kosher. Okay, and then we're saying that or was shechted b'fnezman achazman. Again, it's a kosher carbon, kosher shlamim, but you can't be yaitzeh kiv setera with it. What's the halacha? You could do zrikas dam. And the buster's mutter. That lushan you could do zrika, the buster's mutter sounds pretty clear that what's enabling us to do zrika now on Yom Tiv? The fact that the buster's mutter. It's being mat the buster. If it wouldn't be mat the buster, it wouldn't be the zrika. We'll see more clear idea coming up. Says Bryce further. If it was Shabbos, lo yizrik, you can't do zrika. If it was Shabbos, then you can't do zrika. Yom Tiv can do zrika, but Shabbos can't do zrika. Vim zarek, if he did zrika, tap of chafam rav, hurtza, it's accepted. If he did zrika, even on Shabbos, it works. I'm not like the Murim L'Arev. What if he wants his Rika strictly to be Mak the Murim on at night? Says the Baisa, then Viter Imzarak the Evid in Lechatchilaloi. Over there, Zrika, but the Evid works, but Lechatchila not. Very clear, doing his Rika strictly for purposes of Emurim is not sufficient, right? Strictly for purposes of Emurim is not sufficient, whereas for Basar, it seemingly it was okay. Says the Rabbishlam Rav Nicha, quite Rav, it's very good. Rav is matir doing zrika for the purpose of Basar. So here too, you're doing zrika for the purpose of Basar, and therefore it's permissible. El Rabavuna, Kasha Kord Ravuna, who says he can only he's El Dila do zrika even for Haktar Simurim. Here you want to do on this in this Brisa, granted it's talking about Shabbos, but you want to do zrika for Haktar Simurim, and it's saying it's no good, only good for Achilles Basar. Kasha Lachara, it's Shver. So the Gemara's first answer, very interesting approach, it's Shver. The Ibay Sema. We'll get back to that in a second. If you can have a Teretz, then why say Kasha and then say Ibay Sema? Just go straight to one answer. Obviously, there's a diak here. The Gemara saying Kasha, one malach is, it's Shver, and we don't have an answer. We have a Kasha Arbavua, a Raya to Rava. Or, V'Ibay Sema, Shaini Shvus, Shabbos, Meshus Yom Tiv. Shvus of Shabbos is different than the Shvus of Yom Tiv. What's that you say? The Yisayin is essentially that the Shvus of Shabbos is Mochamer and the Shvus of Yom Tiv. And therefore, yes, this price is saying that on Yom Tiv you can't do Zrika just for the purposes of Akhtari Simurim. But I'm sorry, on Shabbos you can't do Zrika for the purposes of Akhtari Simurim. But on Yom Tiv one wouldn't be able to, be able to do Zrika for the purposes of Akhtari Simurim. What's the idea that Shabbos is Mochamer? So really, we touched on this idea in the past, but it's time to go over it again. The Ramban, the famous Ramban of Parshas Emor, and the Ritva quotes it in Shabbos as well, the same Svara, that the Rabbanans of Shabbos are their own creation. They're their own category of Durabanans. They're more chumra than other Durabanans. They get their own name. They're called Shavus. Typically, you don't call this Durabanan Shavus. By Shabbos, we call Durabanans a Shavus. It's a Shavus. It gets its own name. And the idea, as Rabban explains, because the Pasach Shabbosin that we darshan, Chazal, have a license to do what it takes to make Shabbos noticeable. So it's almost like the Torah. Of course, there's always like Sasser. You know, Levir from the Chum's words. That's also a Din D'Oraisa to listen, heed the words of Rabbanan. But there's a specific instruction by Shabbos alone that the Rabbanan have a license to do things that make sure that the Am is recognizing and appreciating Shabbos. So they let it add these Rabbanans. So granted, these Rabbanans remain Rabbanans. They don't become D'Oraisa. We're not saying they become D'Oraisas, but they're more Chumantic Rabbanans because they have more of a D'Oraisa that can support. I would say it's more than a smacht even. It's like a drasha, more than a smacht, it's a drasha, a drastic support. And therefore, the Rabbanans of Shabbos Mechamer, this is the Ramban, again, in Chumash and the Ritva, in the Gemara. And therefore, it's very geshmak. Our Gemara over here, our Gemara is saying, Shiny Shus of Shabbos. Shabbos, we actually had a couple of bad ago. Is Sur the Shabbos Shiny? We just had a Gemara a few bad ago. Isur of Shabbos is different. Pashi, you know, it's Shabbos, Isteraisa. But according to what we're saying, even Isteraisa, even Isterabanan, even at some far spectrum, I think Rashash over there speaks out, means even Isterabanan, even Isterabanan of Shabbos is different. Isur of Shabbos is different, even in the form of, maybe specifically, I think Rashash learns, it means Darbanans. But in the form of Darbanans, Isur of Shabbos is different. Point over here is that's our Gemara's second answer. Ibay's Amar Gemara is saying, don't be me a Raya Kasha a Rabbi Funa from a Braisa. About Shabbos, he was told by Yom Tiv. Yom Tiv, you could do Zrika based on Emurim alone. Shabbos, you can't. Shabbos is a Mochamer. This of Shabbos is Mochamer. Ask the Chassam Sefer, like you pointed out before, what's this Lashon Gemara? Kasha. Ibay's Amar, or I can answer. It sounds like the first, like Kasha is a Teretz. Kasha, saying Bleib Shver, where it's a Raya against Rabbi Funa, is not really a Teretz. Says Chassam Sefer, it absolutely is. Meaning, what the Gemara's coming to say is, it is a machleik is what the outcome of this Gemara should be. Do we say Takash Shver? There's no out Eitza, or is this Eitza the Gemara is about to quote, namely that the Shvus of Shabbos Mochamer? What's the Machlokes? Because we had a Gemara back, beautiful Chazara, 20 days ago. We had Andaf Beis. or 90, or a little less, 90 days ago, we had a Gemara on Daf Beis, where we learned that the Gemara says that Rebbe is Sasamla, like Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos, and Lakula, no Mukta, and in Beitza, in Mesechtas Yamdiv, he saw some like Rabbi Yehuda to say there is a Simukta. And the Gemara explains why. The Gemara explains the reason is, what's Takab Shah and Rebbe? Because Shabbos, which is Mochamer, Shabbos is Skila, Shabbos there's again, Yom Kippur, there's Chiv Kars. Shabbos is Chiv Skila, which is greater than the Chiv Kars. Yamdiv is none of the above. Yamdiv is a love, there's a Chiv love, but there's no Skila, certainly no Kars. So the point is, Shabbos is much Mochamer, people are more careful, and therefore needs less protection, therefore we're less worried about Mukta. Yamdiv, which is not as chomer, people may tend to be more lenient, therefore we're more machmer in their abundance. That was the Gemara based on base. Clearly our Gemara over here is saying it's far opposite. Since Shabbos is inherently more chomer, therefore we treat it more chomer. But the point is, that was the first word of the Gemara over here. Kasha, the first answer or the first response was Takashver. We don't have an answer because I'm not. I don't want to tell you Shabbos Mochamer and the Darbanan is Mochamer because it's now we see enough bays. Second answer is no. There is a svar to go the other way that Shabbos could be Mochamer than Yom Tov. Beautiful connection from the bays from the Chassam Sefer. Okay, says more further. By mine, next shaila. By mine, Rav Ivya, Sava Mirava. Rav Ivya Savia asked Rav Huna. Rav Ivya Savia asked Rav Huna the following shaila. Bein mechetzah shenachiv yechetzah Yisrael. A bein that belongs after yid after guy, malo shechet b'yamtiv. A bein that belongs after yid after guy, could you check b'yamtiv? Now, the yid's portion, obviously, is wonderful, permissible, edible food for yamtiv, and therefore, he wants to shechet it, but the path of it is being prepared, so to speak, the shechita is preparing, making it suitable to eat for a guy, is that even just the shechita prep, if you're not going to cook the guy's portion, that'll actually be more later, but even just the killing it to make it ready is doing an activity with the animal of a Goyen Antiv. Is that a problem? By the way, why are we a reason why a Goyen you don't own a part? That's Kasha Maisa, the commanding reasons, but we actually had Gemaras where we said that Chazal said that it's better, Bezman Azeh, that we can't bring Becharis properly on the Mizbeach, and you can't eat it till it gets a mum, so you have to let it hang around to get a mum. Any Bechar is a walking takala. It's waiting for a person to be Nana and Hekdesh to make issues with it, and therefore it's best to have a guy. The trick that the Gemara refers to in Becharis, which is to have a guy be a partner, and once again, it's a partner from Bechar, Chazal actually instructed that's a good idea to do. It's brought down Lalo Chamaisa, it's a good idea to do, to have a guy as a partner, as a way to I will call it something, a loophole, you make him a small partner as a way to get around Bechar, because we don't want Bechar's Bezman Azeh with a Chiyav, because it could lead to problems. With that, that's a perfect case where the guy and Ian are partners. Again, it could be any other case, but that's just a class case where we're actually advised to be the guy's partner. Yeah, once the animal is born, you can buy it away from the guy, so the Bechar, but the point is, that could be a case, and now you want to check that animal, on Yantav, what's the din? Amalei Mutter, Rav Huna said, it's Mutter. Amalei Rav Avi Sabak, V'chimam Bezel Nadar Medavis. What's going on over here? Nadar Medavis. Right, and we really asked this kasha this morning in the share we recorded from Taisa Daf Chazayin, but that lechayra Nadar and Davis said you can't bring them if they're not related to Yamtiv, it cannot be brought to Yamtiv because not related. What do you mean? That's great. Eilos that get fully burned, shlamim that get partially eaten, the majority gets eaten. So why can't you shecht it al tzeichel nefesh? Right. So that's really what he's asking right now. Rav Ivy is asking Rav Huna. He's telling me that it's mutter to shecht the animal that's part yid, part guy, because of the chilek of the yid shabai, obviously sufficient. No, so Nadar and Davis al tzeichelik of what's going to be eaten by regular mankind, that should be sufficient to say that you can shecht on Yom Tov. Yet we're going with the opinion now that there certainly is braces that hold that, and Rav Rava and Ula held that this is what Basil holds, that you cannot shecht on Yom Tov, even Shlamim, the Darman and Davis that aren't related to Kibbe Shecht on Yom Tov. Why not? What happened to the bus or the portion that's going to the people that they can eat? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so Rav Ivi asks, Chimam Bezel Darman and Davis, Amar Lei, so Rav Huna Sabak, Urva Parach, there's a raven just flew by, meaning misdirection, a distraction. He didn't have an answer. Ki anafak, when Rav Ivya left, Am Rabbi Brace, Rabbi the son of Rav Huna, said to his father, Lafayna Rav Ivya, isn't this the wonderful Rav Ivya Saba, the elder, the Mishakle Mar Gave, which you master, you've praised him in the past. The Gav Rabu, that he's a great man. Why did you kind of dismiss him? Now there's actually a question in the Rishonim. What does it mean when he said Urva Parach? What was he doing? Rabbi Nechana learns it was almost like an insult. Like he was telling him, like, ravens flying, like it was like insulting him. What the Bakashi are asking? He was almost insulting him. That's what Chana learns. Others learn the Pashtus is that it's a simply, it was a deflection, like we explained a minute ago. He was just deflecting it. He was deflecting him. He wanted to distract because he didn't want to give an answer. We'll see why in a second. But it was just simply a method of distraction. The Mi'iwi actually is a beautiful thing to learn from this Gemara. Let's read the next words and we'll get to appreciate the Mi'iwi. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rav Hunis is back. What should I have done? Right? According to the Pasuk for us from Shir Hashirim. So what did he say? He said, I am today, I need to be sustained with these cakes and these apple spreads, meaning, I was busy in the Beis Medrash giving shir. It's Yom Tov. I was busy in the Beis Medrash giving shir. We just had a couple of days ago, we had 5 days ago, right before this, it's ironic, this is Erev Sukkot, and we're giving a shir tomorrow's daf, which is Sukkot. So this Gemara is a Gemara that's supposed to be learned on Yom Tov, talking about the way Rashi explains, he had given shir on Yom Tov. We know the Gemara in the Megillah says, he's supposed to be derish on the Chag. During the Yom Tov, he's supposed to be derish on the Chag itself, during the Chag. And we have the same exact story, same exact idea. Rabbi Eliezer had a whole group of Talmidim, and we learned this in Erev Yom Kippur, but it was also Yom Kippur's daf. And they were leaving one by one, the different groups, as the Shir was schlepping on longer, and he got upset at them for leaving, because he held Yom Tov is Ay Lekul Hashem, Ay Kul Lachem. There's no need to leave the middle of the Shir. You should revisit the Shir the whole day. We explain that. It doesn't mean the whole day, it means most of the day. Avai is supposed to have a Suda. Okay, without getting too distracted, but the point is, Yom Tov is a day where even though it's a day of Simcha and having Basar, we see these giants, these Torah giants, but giving massive shirim. And he said after the big shir, I didn't have my mind about me to start answering his questions. Legabe, the chilik between a behemoth that's a shutta for the Yidden Igai versus a behema, which is a neder or nedava, which is going to be partially gavaya and partially for the prestige. Why, by the case of the nedava nedavas, you cannot check the Yom Tov, and why, by the partnership with the guy, you could check them? You know, he didn't have the answer. So, according to this part of the Gemara, now Meiri learns that was the message of Arev Pareach was that a person always has to be cognizant when he goes to a Rav. People often, they have the Shailam, and they get there, especially when they get their opportunity to speak to the Rav. Rabbanim are often very busy. They get the opportunity to speak to the Rav. They want to get in with the Shailam right away and get in there, and they don't really want to wait for later or take it over for an answer, not realizing sometimes the Rav is not holding in the sugya. The Rav is from Matar. He's tired from a different sugya. He's tired in general. A person has to be cognizant and give the Rav his space, physically, mentally, and not always hailed. And the source is this Gemara. Okay. Bottom line is, Rav, not that it was a tainus or a Ravivia, but the point is, Ravuna was saying, I can't answer him because right now I don't have my mind about me. So, what's the answer? The time am I. So, what's talk of the pshat? What's talk of the pshat? So, he couldn't give the answer. What is the pshat? Why, by partnership with a guy, is it okay to shech the yantiv? And an animal that's a shlamim, which is an adava, you can't shech the yantiv, even though partially he's going to go to the gavaya, partially he's going to go to the hedyat. Says the Gemara, and we already know the answer from when we spoke after Tesis, says that this morning, Behema chetzi shenachri chetzi shisrael, mutl shech the yantiv, tiyash lekzais blasa bele shrita. A behema which is half belonging to the yid, half belonging to the guy, you're right. Half of the guy really shouldn't have shechita, but guess what? It's one shechita that's matter both. Since it's one shechita that's matter both, you can't have a kzayis that shechita. Therefore, the same shechita that you need for yours also does this. Okay. And also, again, it's funny, the guy doesn't mean the shechita anyway. At side point, but you're doing a shechita on the part of the animal that doesn't belong to the yid. Not a problem because it's one big shechita. Avon adar nedave is aser. You know why? Also shechta miyadiv the kahanim ki kazachu meshulchan gavar kazachu. I know it's giving a smile to Liza's face. The kahanim kind of went the zeicha meshulchan gavaya. Meaning, what does that mean? The Mara is saying beautiful Taisus. The Mara is saying Eisen. It's really what we said from Taisus. We quoted from Taisus, and this morning I wasn't sure if Taisus used the lashon Liza you introduced it of shulchan gavar kazachu. But we quote again. Taisus asked bechlal outside of our Gemara. Why can't I shechta shlamim? The most of the basar is being eaten by people. It's regular yichal nefesh. Why can't I shech the shlamim? It's not related to yantav ayantav. That's why it's kash we quoted for the chazayin. Taisus answers because really the ikka carbon is what goes in the mizbeach. That's the ikka carbon, and the rest is tuffle to it. That was Taisus' answer, and you give a beautiful addition to it that mishul gavay kazachu that even the rest is not the pshat. The rest is just tuffle, secondary. Even the rest, this that the Yisraelim and the kahanim eat from the shlamim is also it really belongs to gavaya, which the mitzvah to do with it is to eat, but it belongs to gavaya, and therefore it's not something that you consider. Yes, of course, it is food. Ultimately, you'll be satiated, but it won't be considered something that we view as echel nefesh because its ikar is it's all hektish. It all belongs to gavaya. Here, the Gemara is saying explicitly, and it's pashat. That's what Taisus is referring to. It's pashat. It's clear. Again, Taisus does not say it clearly. We were mistaken this morning. Taisus doesn't say clearly, but l'chayra, it's very clear. Again, unless I missed it again, but it's very clear in this Gemara. Meshul gavay kazachu, so unbelievable. The Gemara is saying that the fact that you're getting it from gavaya, even though I'm eating it, humans eating it, kayans eating it, Yisrael's eating it, it's not considered eichel nefesh, and therefore it can't be shecht. It's not considered. It's considered gavaya, and therefore you can't shecht these karbanas that are from yantav. Again, by the way, this all going according to the shitas in Beis Hillel that Nadar and Davis, not of Yom Tov, cannot be shecht on Yom Tov. There is a whole line of thought that they still would hold. You could shecht on Yom Tov, and it wouldn't be a problem at all. We're going according to that zad. They can't be shecht. Okay. One other point. Why was it an Erev? Why was it an Erev? Why of all animals was it picked at a, he picked an Erev Perech? So, the Shurim HaMetzion B'Alecha says, nice connection. We know when the Nayach, by the Teva, when he sent out the Erev, he didn't get any smarter. He didn't get any clear answer. I mean, as far as he knew, it wasn't, you can't go out, but it wasn't clear. When he sent out the Yaina, he was able to get a Yishev to the Kasha. The Erev didn't bring Yishev to the Kasha. The Yaina did. Rav Huna was not going to give a Yishev to this question right now because his mind wasn't about him. So he said, Erev Perech. Picked an Erev, could have picked any other bird. He picked the Erev, referencing the lack of Yishev that's going to come out of this conversation. That is a Sharm Zemelacha. Chacham Sefer says that it's a reference to what we say, Shechayres Kairev, right? Again, that's again the lesson over there in Shechayim. Shechayres Kairev, which we explain means his face is dark like the raven. They teach it to mean that the face is dark like the raven, the person who makes his face dark over Talmud Torah. He gives up his life, he gives up his keichas, he gives up his nefesh. His children sometimes go hungry because he's so busy with Torah and not being Isaac in this worldly things. And we know when people are hungry or people don't get fully physically taken care of, they turn black a little bit. That's Shechayres Kairev. That's the Lashon Shechayres Kairev. That's why he picked Erev Perech. It's goof exactly what he was about to say. I'm busy giving Shir all day. I don't have the wits about me to give the answer. I'm Shechayres Kairev. Beautiful Taich from the Psalm Sefer. Why Vesepis, he picked, why he picked Erev. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Chisda. Beima b'chetzi shenachri b'chetzi shel Israel, a bein which is half belonging to Nachri, half belonging to a Yid, mutl shech to b'yamtiv, di efshib b'kadais basar b'lashchita. You can't have really the outcome we just explained for the Psak of Ravuna, that when there's a partnership with a guy, since every kazayas needs the same, every kazayas needs a full shechita, so that shechita you're doing is required for the yid's portion alone, and therefore it's not a problem, even though also shechting the guy's portion. But Isa shonachri v'shechay Yisrael, what if you ever do this half fong to yid, half fong to guy, also face beyond if you can't bake an yantiv, to efshir le lemafalge belishe. That you could split in the dough. You don't have to bake it all together. Split it. Half dough belongs to yid, half belongs to guy. Split it in half. Let the yid bake his portion. And the guy, if he wants to bake, you bake it. But the yid can't bake for the guy yantiv. No excuse. And therefore, you would not say, it's not one act. Even though, yes, it's one act of putting the dough in. And there could have been a... Liza, if you're trying to talk, it's not coming out clear.
Yeah, I was about to ask you something, and then somebody tried to call me. Oh. Yeah, I was just about to ask you. I don't understand. What do you mean, Lisha? Lisha's also awesome.
Isa?
Lisha. Say, before you started making the dough, you should separate the...
Lush is mutter. Melush ve'elich is for sure mutter. Melush ve'elich is mutter.
What are you saying?
Melush ve'elich is mutter. We discussed Teichan. Lisha's mutter. Oh, you're saying Lisha because the guy's portion?
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. So let's assume it was ready, prepared before Yom Tov. Let's assume. Prepared for Yom Tov. That's not the issue.
I mean, like the pizza guy's got the
dough. You have a dough, exactly. You have a dough. If these days, especially the sourdough is very popular, the doughs are left over overnight. The sourdough breads. You have the dough. So you can just cut the dough in half. Exactly. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook the guy's chalik. There is this really touched on the sugya before of Rebbe Bashirim. I mean, we'll get more into Rosan in this Gemara, but more, one of the svaras we said earlier about Rebbe Bashirim, Fetesis, is that when you fill up the oven, one of the milas of filling up an oven, not even separate loaves, we had a side that not only could you bake bigger loaves, right? Put more meat in the same pot. You could also make separate loaves. And what's the reason you make separate loaves? It seems to be a separate action. We said because when the oven's filled, everything gets baked more evenly, gets baked better because the oven's full. So that alone seemingly could have been a svar to be matter, baking the guy's portion, because that makes the bread better. But apparently, the mer is assuming that that's not considered enough of a svar right now with one loaf. If you're filling up an oven, mela, but one loaf, making two loaves instead of one, l'chor wouldn't be enough. Okay, so he's saying by loaves, you can't bake the other half. Masav chanilai, so yes. From the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Challah, first parak in Challah. Isis klavim, dough that he's baking for the dogs. Basically, it's a dough, it's not really, it's made from ingredients that are, when feeds the dog, doesn't typically feed to humans. If it's fit enough that the shepherds, right, apparently they were considered, they were out there in the fields, they're more desperate, more rough, that the shepherds would partake from it. It's still subject to the nechala. You can make a bracha of bread, a mitzi on it. You can make zimin on it. Venefes, yamtiv, and it can be baked. Yeah, baked on yamtiv. Now, the assumption of here is that the Ryan aren't all the people here in this group. There aren't all the people in the group, meaning it's, well, let me say better. It's very clear what's calling it Isis Klavim. That means it's a dough that's fit for dogs, but it's also suitable enough that Rayim can eat it. So yes, Rayim can eat it, but it's still meant for dogs. So even if Rayim are going to eat it, they're only going to eat part of it, and part of it's still going to the dogs. So you have part for the roi and part for the dogs, and we're saying you can bake it. That's going to be the gasha. So the Gemara, why are you let it bake it on Yom Tiv if part's going for the dogs, part's going for the roiim? Have shalei l'miflag of Elisha, split it. The part for the dogs don't bake, and the part for the roiim, for the shepherds, that you could bake. And the Gemara, shiny isis klavim, how have shalei faisim benavela? No, because you don't ultimately have to give. The dogs don't know. I mean, even if they smell it, the dogs are just satisfied being full. If I could find an avela to give the dog instead, I feed the dog an avela, we'll have all the spread for the roiim, and therefore may end up being all for human consumption, not for the dogs. Says the Gemara. Back to the svara of Hayel, second or third time, at least the third time already, is Rav Sefer coming Hayel. Does Rav Chisda hold the svara of Hayel that since you could give the dog something else, and therefore you could use this all for human consumption, therefore it's okay. So in a case where it's mamish, a partnership, half belongs to the, half belongs to the guy, where you're not going to be keeping half, you're not going to keep the whole thing, you're going to give half to the guy, he's saying the dog's a problem, you got to split it. But in a case where Hayel, you could, even if you don't, the fact that you could, that's enough. But does he hold the vial? For it, we learned, I from Yom Tov Chol. One is baking from Yom Tov for Chol. Rav Chizam, like Rav Chizam says, like he gets Malkus, Rabbi ain't like Rabbi says, like Malkus. What's the pshat? Rav Chizam, like, Lamin Noel, Miklai, Larchim, Chaz, Lay. Rav Chizam says, you get Malkus. You know why? We don't say, since if guests would come, you would need this for now on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't get Malkus. We don't say Chol. And right now you don't need it, therefore you get Malkus for baking on Yom Tov for that which is being used for weekday. So, you don't say Hayel umikli le arkham khazle hashnam khazle Rav Chizda we don't say Hayel. Rav Bama ain't like his own Malkus because I mean we do say Hayel. You see Rav Chizda doesn't subscribe to Hayel. Why over here is he saying by this bread of the Isis club with the Rayim, why is he saying Hayel? El le tema Hayel v'efsher El going to Islay Nevela. You're right. The case where the Bryce is talking about is Hachamai Eskinan. Don't say the case is that since you could satisfy the dog with the Nevela, therefore you're allowed to bake this bread because it could all theoretically be used all for the Rayim. It's more than that. We're talking about a case where you actually had Nevela. You had an avail to feed the dog, so you're not going to be feeding the dog the bread. You're going to save the bread for the rayim and the like. And therefore, in that case, tavade efshel apayis avela. You certainly have what to apayis the dogs with avela. And therefore, you can bake it for humans. If you then subsequently change your mind and use the bread to feed animals, it will still be okay. But the point is, you're allowed to bake in the first place because you're not intending to feed it to the animal. You're intending to feed it all to the humans. So again, we have this chilik we're saying when a guy owns half of the animal. Half of an animal, you can shecht the full animal because even though the guy's eating parts, one shechita full. But by bread, a mixture of dough, it has to be all eaten by the yid, otherwise, or as opposed to the guy or the dog, otherwise, you cannot bake the half of the guy or the half that's going to the dog. By minei remfuna. Hani bebagi, these people in the villages, Romalai, Kimchat Mechaili, that it's upon them, the government puts on them the onus of preparing the flour of the troops, of the soldiers. Soldiers come with flour. Pasha's discussion, who this flour belongs to. Let's go Pasha's, so that the flour is provided by the government. But the bottom line is, it's incumbent on the locals to make, these guys are traveling soldiers, they don't have ovens with them. So the locals, they give them bread, the flour to the locals, and locals make bread out of it. Malafus Beyamtiv, I'd like to bake for these Goyim. Again, if it would be a Yid, it would be totally fine. Because you're allowed to bake for Yid Yamtiv, no problem, obviously. But is a Yid allowed to bake for a Goy on Yamtiv? Amar, Lahu, Chazina. Obviously, if it's a Mamish Zakana, you know, you can prove Nefesh. You have to know exactly if it's considered something which is a Hemir al Das. If that's Hemir al Das, or no, if that's considered going against our religion, or it's not a religious thing, they simply just need food for the soldiers, and that's their rule. So it could be that there'll be separate Svara. But over here, we're a step before that. We just want to not get into trouble in the first place, but are we allowed to bake anyway? Amalahu, Chazina, Iyav, Le Rifsa, Le Yenuka, Le Kavapti. If when you bake the bread for the soldiers, you're allowed to use some of the flour. This is the Svara to say that the flour belongs to the soldiers. You're allowed to use some of the flour and some of the bread and give it to a child. You're allowed to feed some of it internally in the house. Then that's great. You could bake all the flour because everyone is fit for the yinuka, even the old man and the giving it to the guy. It was all fit, Bashari, and therefore it's mutter to bake it all. However, vilav, but if you can't give any to the yinuka, if they be makbar on it, then aser would be aser. Factory Bar Vatanya, but we looked at the price opposite. Mice Bashim to money, Shabba Emish to base manage, Australia Shimon money didn't come to base manage, Bashakras Matsu, read them above, found them in the morning. Amr Lai, Mali Basla, Emish to base manage, why did you come to learn yesterday for night Seder? Amr Lai, this Shimon said to him, Baleshas Bali Reinu, like a troop of soldiers came to our city. Well, Big Shalakhtav is called, they wanted to plunder the whole city, take all of the assets, all the money from the city. The Shachta, that's a key point, that's money. The Shachtanu Glam Eagle Achlunum. We shechted for them an eagle, a calf, and we fed them to keep them satisfied. Patunim Shalom, and we set them up for Shalom. So I was saving the people from calamity of the Geish army. Amar Lai. So if you do Bafsem, hear that. Tamani im Layotzes Charchem Bafseidchem. The gain that you had of saving people's money was lost in your act that you did. Shere Amar Terah Lechem Leilav Chavim. Terah allows you to cook a yontif only for Yidden, only for yourself, not for Goyim. A Yid's not allowed to cook for Goy yontif, and therefore you weren't allowed to do that. Vamai. But according to what we're saying now, that you let it bake for these troops when they come in, as long as some of it is fit to be given to a child, as long as they would let you take some of it, you could bake for the troops. Here too, Famai, Hachazla Mechaminei, Lechara, they were able to partake. What was Rabbi Bava's Taina on? On Shimon Atamani, Lechara, the meat was fit to be given, some of it, to his own people, to the Yidden, and therefore that's far should be enough, at least with cases, again, even though we had a whole shot before, if it's okay, if it's 50-50, but when it comes to troops and soldiers coming in, that should be enough to allow it. But Lechara, what was the Taina? Says Gemara, obviously, even the fact that he could feed it to a child is not enough. Amar Yosef, no, Egel Trefa Ave. The story over there was they fed him an Egel Trefa. It was a guy. So they purposely fed him an Egel that already was a calf, that already was a Trefa. In fact, Gemara, Bachazak love him still. Good. So it's treif, it's not fit for Yidden, it's only fit for Goyim, and therefore you think it's back to being a problem. That's why Rabbi Dimov had a problem with Shimon's money, but Lechari, even an Egel treif is fit for dogs. Now this opinion is going, the Mara's holding right now, that since it's fit for dogs, that would be reason enough to allow preparing it, even though before we were saying exactly when it's partially for the dogs, partly for people, it's only mutter, if mutter at all, either only the part that's for people, or only because it's mutter for people, but the dog part is not mutter. Here we're going with the svara, the Mara's assuming now that feeding dogs is enough of reason, and therefore, l'chaira, since feeding dogs is enough of reason, why was Rabbi Dimov so upset as she wanted money for preparing this calf? Answers, Mara Tanahi, whether or not you let it prepare food for the dogs is Taka Machaikas Anyam Divis Machaikas Anayim. It's time we learned to Baisa, Achashayachul Chanavish, who let someone ask me after the share this morning, we learned already this morning, Lachem Vle Lagayim Lachem Vle Laklavim. When it says we make a drush Lachem Vle Laklavim, what does that mean, not for dogs? Does that mean not for dogs that belong to you, your pet, the Mizarnasa Malecha, that it's your job to feed? Or does that mean, Stamazai, not for stray dogs, you can't prepare food on Yantiv. But if your own dog, Avadi, you could, that's Mizarnasa Malecha, Avadi, you could feed on Yantiv, you could prepare food. We're going to see the Mara, according to this Mara, clearly, Nagda. Let's see. It says Mara Tanayi, it's Machaikas, you can feed dogs at all. That which is edible for any nefesh, that you let prepare yantiv, that's the only melachi. Like doing yantiv, the mashma nem chonefesh. What's the chonefesh? Shemeni afilu nefesh beim mashma. Chol nefesh sounds include even the nefesh of a behema. Kenyan shenemar umakin nefesh beim mashma. You'll be alarmed at using the word nefesh by an animal. The pasuk says that makin nefesh behema yishamena. So how do I know that one cannot prepare food for his dogs? Tam lem lechem tafam beis lechem v'le leklavim. Lechem means for you and not for klavim. So basically, one is not allowed to prepare food for dogs and yantiv, period. Says Rabbi Kiva, no. Indeed, the word nefesh, eichel nefesh, includes nefesh beima, and one can prepare for the dog. What's lechem coming to exclude? Lechem levechavim. Lechem is going to exclude levechavim. That levechavim is food, one cannot prepare for it, but one is still allowed to prepare for dog. In fact, you have the word lechem. Lachem is saying for yourself to exclusion of something, and according to Rabbi Kiva, saying comes to exclude Gayim, but does not it come to exclude Behema? Behema is included in Nefesh. Maybe flip it. Maybe say Gayim are included in Nefesh, and Behema is excluded from Lachem. Says Mar Isla Rabbis Klavim Light says Avchavim. Maybe go the other way. Mar Benisa Klavim Shem is an Oes and Alecha. It makes sense where Kiva says to include the dog because the dog's feeding is the responsibility of the owner, and therefore it makes sense to include it from including one and not the other. It makes sense to include the dog. We exclude Goyim She'ein Mizanus Alecha, whose Mizanus is not on a covenant of the person. You have to know what's going to be by an Eved, by a Shifcha. Okay, but let's leave it out for a second. But what do you see very clearly? We see that Rabbi Kiva is saying, I have a Reboy, and we'll call it an Amiyat. The Reboy is coming to include, one's allowed to feed the dog, who's Mizaynaisim Alecha, because it's your job to feed the dog, it belongs to you, and one's not allowed to feed the Evan, who's not your job to feed. Which comes out there, basically, who's arguing, who says that one cannot feed the dog. It's very clear that what he holds is, one cannot feed the dog, even the dog that's Mizaynaisim Alecha, even though it belongs to you. That was the Raya that I was suggesting after this year, that the dog we're talking about that you cannot feed is even Mizanus Alecha, still the meat of Leil Klav would say to exclude feeding such a dog, preparing food for that dog as well. Point, but going back to Agamar, is we see clearly, basically holds that the heter of Achila is only for human consumption, not for dogs at all. And Rebbe Bubba got upset Shemir the money was subscribing to that Shita basically. But the other opinion which held that perhaps that maybe they could some leeway could be like the other Tana. I mean, meaning if there is another Shita that holds, I should say if, I don't think we had it yet, that holds that you could prepare, even if it's partially going to the dog, that would be like the other Tana who says, as long as part of it is going to the Yid, Bechal, I'm sorry, he'll prepare for the dog straight, as long as you're preparing for a guy. I'm going to buy the basif. Basically, darshins lachem v'leil klavim. So he says, you can't feed, you can't prepare for dogs or for gayim. How do we throw the pits? When you have date pits, they used to throw it to the dogs. How do you do that? L'chayre, you're feeding the animal. Because meaning, let me say better. Once you're not allowed to feed the animal, and that's what the usage of the date pit is, it should be muktzah. So I let it throw it to the dog, it's mukta. Answer is that date pit has other usage as well. It could be used for like a coal in the fire. Since it could be used for the fire, it's not a problem of mukta. Teinach b'yabeshta, that's okay. Now you're not preparing anything, so it's not a problem of preparing for the dog. The question was, it should be mukta. It's not mukta because it has other usages. Says the Gemara, teinach b'yabeshta, that's a good other usage for fire when it's dry. But if this date pit is wet, it can't be used for fire, so what's it useful for? If it's only useful for feeding it for an animal, and you don't feed animals, you don't have to vet, it should be mukta. Amalei, chaz lehesek gadol. It's fit for, even when it's moist, you can put it on a much bigger fire, a large fire, and a large fire, it'll be consumed, the little moisture is not going to be a problem. It says more 1 second. Putting this in fire is great. Dry, moist, putting in fire is great on Yom Tiv. Shabbos, you can't put it into a fire. Teinach, b'Yom Tiv, that's what could be Yom Tiv. Shabbos, remember what you can say about Shabbos? Answer to the Gemara, metaltele, agav rifsa. You can be metaltele, agav a piece of bread. Right? For like we find the idea of moving a mace, agav bread, right? Moving other things. Agav bread, you can move things that are muktzah. This too, this date pit, you can move agav bread. Very important, Rashba says, you can't go and pick up the date pit and put it on the bread. That's because you're moving the date pit. It has to be that somehow the date pit ended up when you finished, when you're eating the date, it ended up on the bread, then you let it move agav the bread. So agav the bread, you're feeding the date pit to the animal, and that is going to be okay. Says Gemara. Mitzalina agav rifsa, kid the Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Tamar Shmuel, Aisa don't call Zarka b'pas. A person can do everything through his pass. Through his pass, he gives him a license to move things. It becomes things that one would think is muktzah become permissible through the bread." Okay, we'll plead Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now the Gemara says,
"Again, to your point, this is only like Rabbi Yosi Glili."
Yes, this whole conversation was in Rabbi Yosi Glili, who held that feeding the dog is usser. So feeding the dogs are usser. So we are bothered. Not the malacha. No. The way they explain it is, I'm glad you brought that up. I should mention it more clearly. I think I mentioned it, but it should be more clear. The issue, the way I understand it, is an issue of muktzah. It's an usher, but it's usher.
You know why?
Look at Rashi. Kivin le adam le chazu Michael behema le mystery asir betiltel. It's
muktzah. Asir betiltel. Why? Because you're not allowed to chop it up. Because basically, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay, fine. Fine, right, yeah, I think it's how we said it before, that since you can't feed the dogs, now it becomes muktzah. Since you can't feed the dogs, now it becomes muktzah. Once it's muktzah, how you have to throw it to the dogs, right? Even though, this you're not preparing it, still, it's a chafetzah muktzah. Okay, now, we had before, from Rav Huna, he paskin that food could be prepared for the guy, only if they'll let the yid to partake in it, by the soldiers. The soldiers, you'll have to prepare food if they let the yid partake. You'll invite a guy outright on Shabbos. You can invite a guy on Shabbos, but you cannot invite the guy on Yom Tov. Why? Because you may cook more on behalf of the guy. On Shabbos, you're not cooking anyway on Shabbos. And therefore, you can invite the guy, no problem. On Yom Tov, where you may come to cook more on behalf of the guy, because you like to cook, you may make a mistake cook for the guy, that's a problem. And if we can't invite the guy on Yom Tov, but why is that a problem? If it's my house and I'm cooking food, we just said, according to Funa, when you have the soldiers, you're allowed to cook on their behalf as long as you have the ability to take a little bit. If it's my house, I can take everything. Of course I can take a little bit. And still we say, I can't cook with the soldiers. Clearly this opinion is going, this Shuman Levi is going to Funa, who says that you cannot prepare on behalf of Goyim on Yom Tov at all. If you have extra food you have prepared already, then you can feed Goyim, but we're scared you can't bring them into your house in the first place because you may come to prepare special for them, and that's a problem. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Afiyu b'Shabbos Amilai, Mishu b'Shiv, Mishu b'Kaisas. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Agav, that we just said that you could bring the Goyim on Shabbos to your house, because you're not cooking anyway, not so fast, because leftovers in the kais, what guy picks up the kais, drinks from it, is a problem of nesach. B'zman hazeh, of course, we treat stam yenam as a problem. We treat even wine that they're going to pick up, we treat problems problematic. It's Ramah, the mechaber. The Ramah already brings, and not so simple. B'zman hazeh, since no one's really, we don't really have people for the most part that we're aware of, that Ovid Zara could be, shouldn't be such an issue. The velt mice takes on to be machmer still. The velt machmer, of course, the guy picks up the bottle, is still usher. We've spoken in the past, and we're not going to proliferate this kula, we'll call it. We've spoken in the past that depending on the situation, when the chalas have come to Rav Shlomo Shlita, and depending on the situation, if the guy didn't actually drink himself from the cup, from the bottle, if it's just a question of the guy moving a bottle, b'dievet, again, I'm not saying a blanket statement, it's probably usher to embarrass him this, but he has leniencies, he knows there wouldn't be a problem, based on the Shramah, based on the fact that partially that's not such a concern of a Vedizara, and even if it is, you're not going to, just by moving it, it's not a way of doing a Vedizara. Anyway, okay, the point of all this is that certainly when you drink from the kais, even Rav Shlomo, who I would call a make on this topic, most of the paiskim are not as lenient. Certainly, if you drink from this kais, if the guy drinks from the kais, everyone gets a problem. Shlomo says, if the guy drinks from the bottle, drinks from the kais, that's for sure a problem, even with the oven. So, the leftover wine in the cup is mukzah now. It's usher, because it's stam yenim, and it's different usher, so it's mukzah. So you differ, don't invite him. Says him more 1 second. What about the leftovers when you invite a guest, a Jewish guest, and he just drinks, and he leaves up some wine? What are you doing with that wine afterwards? You're going to drink it? You're spilling it out. It's also not mukzah because it's normal. It's part of the meal. Obviously, the fact that you're not going to drink it is not enough of an issue. Says Gemara, no, the dun chazas hanagaylim. Ours is mutter. I just don't want to drink it myself. I mean, you can feed it to your animals, give it to your chickens. In fact, I want to do nami chazas hanagaylim. What do you mean? Leftovers of the guy also should be mukzah. It also should be for the targum. Answer Gemara, we jumped ahead on this already. This idea to do isra bananinu. If it's isra of stam yenim, it's isra of chashash of avodah zarah. That's going to be a problem of Isabana, and if we can't even give it to your chickens. Says the Marvel, the new agav kisei, fine, but the cup is not muktzah. Let him move it, agav the cup, he should be able to move it, and therefore shouldn't be a problem. Let's say you don't invite the guy because he may drink wine. No, you can move the wine, leftover wine, agav the cup. Mila amarava, metalta kanuna, agav katmi, you can move the kanuna because of the ashes that are in it. I'm not sure exactly what this kanuna was, but you're able to move it based on the ashes. Or in it, the ashes are already not mukta. We spoke in the past, ashes are for first mission of the mezechta. Efekir muchanu. That was the gabi kisadam. But the point is, we have the concept of the ashes being considered prepared. So therefore, you let him move this kanuna, agav the ashes. So you see, afakab disle shikh shiva eitzim, even though there's also a broken piece of wood, which are mukta, as long as you have also davar mut in there, you're able to move the whole thing. So to here, as long as you have the kais, which is not mukta, you should be able to move the wine as well. Answers the more hasma of isirana. What are you comparing? Over there is not a sirana, hachi isirana. Over here, talking about isirana, it's much more chamer. Armor layer of achab medifti, the ravina. But let us give a status to this leftover wine of the guy, like graf sharei. Graf sharei is like disgusting. It means literally dung of the animal. It's a pail of dung, even though it should be mukta. Chazal out to move it, to take it out of the room, take it out of the area. Else, you know, the relaxed mukta to get rid of it. So here too, let this leftover from the guy be graf sharei. Says beautiful, the shita. Shita explains that because it's a vaydazar gufa, vaydazar is mice. It's disgusting. That's but someone else's leftover drink. Anyway, saying it's fine because it's not mukta because you feed your animals. But even if not, it wouldn't be graf sharei. It's just, it's dirty, you want to get rid of it. Whereas this graf shrei, because it's a vay dezara, so al tzadai, you should have to move it. Says Gemara Amalei, you're right. You can't invite the guy because it's going to make graf shrei. If he came and drank and it's there, you can move it because the evidence graf shrei can be moved. But to go invite him to make a graf shrei, that we don't do. Ad adavrei, Rava le Marshmul, the darsh, Rava led Marshmul on a walk, and he darshim, Zavina, Snachim, Shabbos, we can invite the guy on Shabbos, famous Zavina, Snachim, Yamdiv, we cannot, however, invite the guy on Yamdiv, Gizer Shabbos, Mishvil, maybe he'll cook more on his behalf, so he went back to in this conversation, the issue of the Gizera of cooking more on his behalf on Yamdiv, but otherwise, not concerned, on Shabbos, you could bring the guy, and we're not worried about this issue that we've just been discussing, about the wine and left of wine in the cup, that wasn't a concern of Rava's in his Pesach too. Last lines. Remember, and Mazucha, when a guy would come visit on Yamtiv, Amrulay, they would tell him, if you're good with what already was prepared, mutav, then that's great. So they would allow the guy to partake on Yantiv, but they'd make a very clear declaration, we're not allowed to pay extra for you. Don't take it personally, don't take it the wrong way. If you're happy with the food's already made, great. But if you want us to, you know, make it sunny side up, you want us to make it exactly scrambled the way you want it, we can't do anything for you because we're not allowed to pay for you on Yantiv. So once he made that declaration, that enabled him to, he was comfortable to have the guy come in with him on Yantiv. Have a wonderful Yantiv. Emirat Hashem, this is ready, again, we covered tomorrow's daf, and on Matzi Yantiv, we'll come back together and cover Emirat Hashem, daf Chav Beis.